The biggest little city in the world, the American cradle of liberty.
Look at you! You're a freak!
What are we alive for except to grab all the kicks we can? To contaminate our society.
Now being renovated.
Mr. Dowd.
Podcasting live from the calm center of the universe known as Washoe Valley. This is the worst little podcast in the world, and I am your host, the Reverend Rory Dowd. This week, back in studio finally, in his post is my right-hand man, we got Nick Ramirez.
Hey.
In the back room, slaving away as always, is Dogwater Dick. We also have JB the intern coming back. But in the studio, we've got the bonfire set, and I ruined that.
What's up?
Restart.
That was so
bad. No, that's just so bad, we have to just roll with that.
Oh.
Yeah, just leave it.
No.
No, I'll let my awful performance just hang out.
Oh, that's awful.
It's not worth redoing.
That was like the worst you've ever done.
Let's hang a lantern on it and move on.
Oh my God! Okay,
just talk right over that.
Well, there you go.
Hey,
a gift from Rory.
I hope I fixed that in post.
Since I clumsily stumbled over that, and I'm just going to keep talking about it. Rick's going to not be able to fix this. And really,
God
Rick,
damn it.
Could you give me right now a little Vampirates going out? Since that's a little more of a clumsy little worst little podcast.
Oh, the worst little podcast.
Yeah, that's the real ending of my intro here. Ladies and gentlemen.
Worst little podcast.
In your butt.
See, the in-studio audience agrees. That was the best opening ever.
Amazing.
So, hi, how are
you? Hey, everybody. How are you doing?
Good to see you, Nick.
I know it's been a long time, my brothers.
It's been a long time since we were here, and it's been an even longer time since Nick was here.
Yes.
Like, we haven't seen you, Nick. How did you find the house? I mean, it's been like 2 months or something, right?
Yeah.
And Nick's been out on. What have you been doing out there, Nick?
I don't know, 6 weeks or something?
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
It really has almost been 2 months.
Nick did send Rick and I a text message saying that he was not out there just sucking some dicks.
I know. He said that on the show one time, too. Did you hear the show? Yeah. We had just finished playing the Nick sucks dicks thing.
Yeah.
And immediately after, you're all, and I'm not sucking guys' dicks, by the way.
I have telepathy, dude. I know.
That was so perfect. We totally didn't plan that. It just sort of happened.
Because I couldn't hear it on the other end. But
right.
Yeah.
Right.
But we could hear it.
Slurping.
Honey, you're not supposed to be listening to those phone calls.
Like your mom.
She pays the bill, so she gets to.
Yeah.
T-W-A-T.
Don't say that about
wish
your grandmother.
I never taught you how to spell or read.
Oh, my God.
This is horrible.
So, hey, how about you, Rick? How's your time been?
Oh, fuck, I don't even know. I've done so many bands and shit since last time you guys were here. I can't think. I wish. Most of them are pretty cute. We had Nate brought a band in that was, I forgot their fucking name. I'm such a dick. They're brand new, though. They hadn't gotten much stuff together. And they were amazing and had, like, legendary Reno people in them. And
can you name some of the people, then?
The drummer from Cranium.
Oh, Jason Thomas?
Jason Thomas. And now I'm going to my other computer to figure out what the fuck the names were.
Oh.
No, what the name of the band was. It was... Oh, I did Destroy the Host, and that was another different new band. That's not them. And
it's going to take a minute. Hey, JB.
Hey, JB's back. Oh, my goodness.
JB's
the wayward
here.
Child. JB, step up to the microphone.
No, just have him go get me a beer, please.
Oh, okay. Go get Nick a beer. That's all.
Thank you. It's going to take a minute, so...
I just wanted to tease him with that step up to the... He doesn't get to speak, actually.
Are you there, Rick?
Yeah, I'm totally here.
He's the intern.
So what you got?
So he doesn't get to speak on mic, except under rare...
Weight of the Tide! They're called Weight of the Tide.
Yeah, they're good.
And it's Jason Thomas is in it, and two other guys that I had never met before, but they were amazing. It was fucking dark and awesome. And they just did like a demo thing to check stuff out. But it was so fucking cool. It's rad when I have no idea what the band is. I have no idea what's coming in here. And they show up and they're fucking amazing. And who else? Wait. We tracked another album for Rigorous Proof. And that is fucking unbelievable. And you guys are going to really dig it when it comes out. And I did... God, I've done so much stuff since last time you guys were here. Oh, podcast listener, for the very first time, you guys, a podcast listener called me up and said that he wanted to come in and do some work. Somebody who wasn't on the podcast, but just listened to it.
Nice. Yeah.
Aaron Steinmetz is an author.
Yeah.
At the Nova Nevada.
I know that.
Dude,
name.
And he's written
Nova
some.
Nova Nevada guy.
And he's an author.
We did.
And just like James Dilworth, he came in here and did some spoken word stuff to record some of the work that he is, some
Very
of his writings.
Cool.
And that
cool.
was fucking really awesome and an easy and enjoyable set. And hey, Aaron, if you're out there. So that was really
There's
cool.
A
and
free
it's weird
plug.
To,
you owe us a dollar.
You're always worried. You're always worried when like a listener comes in because, I mean, who knows who they could. They could be totally nuts, right?
Yeah, it's true.
Good thing we don't have callers.
Exactly. I'm a listener, not a caller. Don't ever trust the callers. They must not know where I live.
If you listen to the show on the regular, we have no callers.
We just have listeners. It's safer that way.
If you listen to the show on the regular, I trust you more than I trust most people.
Right.
I'll tell you that.
Right. Well, we think about the band people we've let in here and the fucked up shit that they've done. Okay, Kevin Dunn.
Right.
You know.
No names,
Just
Kevin
kidding, Dunn. Kevin. I was just trying to think of an experience where somebody like really got messed up in here. I can't
Felix.
Think of any. Felix, well, that's, yeah. Everybody
that's,
was messed up that
that's
night.
That's kind of par for the course.
So, right.
A little more charming. Well, they're both charming in their ways. But anyway,
so
we digress.
So tons of tracking and shit, and it's been fucking great. And I went on vacation for a week, but we all know about that. I think I already talked about that.
What was that covered last week?
I don't think we talked about it much. Podcast. I don't think we don't need to talk about it much. It was all family and the gay town Guerneville and stuff like that. So it was awesome. And San Francisco. I rode BART for the first time.
So. Whenever I hear you say that, I just think there might be giant cow town, but we're going down to gay town.
Exactly.
The gay's the friend of me.
It's exactly what it's like.
He punted us. I rode BART.
I totally
just punted the football to us, and we're like, we totally skipped that one.
You
rode BART for the first time?
Yeah, he was
yeah,
great.
How was he? Come on.
It was pretty gay. But I stayed at Mike from Sick Kitty Sit's house, and
Rad.
I saw Mike
yeah.
and Kat from Sick Kitty Sit, and I got to see Kat's performance. Yeah, I got to stay at Mike's house, but I saw even less of him shirtless than I do when he stays here, so it kind of sucked. And I met his lovely girlfriend, who is as beautiful as you would think she would be. Because Mike's hot, so he should be dating a hot girl. And I met Kat's husband in San Francisco, and we got to walk around in San Francisco and go see a play that Kat had done the music, done a bunch of the music for and stuff. And I got to see how locals deal with crazy people in San Francisco. Because I'm usually just visiting San Francisco where we show up and can't find a parking place and talk to the homeless and acknowledge them as human beings. Right?
Yeah. Right.
The locals don't do that. When I was there with them, the homeless people would come walking up mumbling bullshit, and they would ignore them like they were phantoms. You know, it's just like, just keep doing what you're doing, staring at your watch, looking at your phone. They're not here. Like, just like, and then they really did just walk away. They like realized, oh, these are locals. I got to find some tourists to bother that'll give me money.
Right.
You know, so I didn't know that that's the way locals handled homeless people in San Francisco.
Well, you learn something.
The more you know.
Yeah. So if you ever go, that's what you're supposed to do. When
Damn.
In Rome, oh, ignore geez. The homeless people.
I went on a ghost tour.
Where at? VC or?
Yeah.
No shit. Where did it take you? What buildings did you
go
to?
We did the Washoe Club one. It was like 40 minutes after the sun went down.
And? Who were you with?
I went with Diana.
Oh, nice.
And there was a band playing downstairs in the bar, and there were two people who brought their kids on the tour who were under 4 years old. And there were these little boys in their pajamas, and they were just, wah, ba ba da bing, bang, bah, hey, what's that over here? I want a sandwich.
Fuck.
So it kind of ruined the mood, but...
How do you listen for ghosts if they won't shut up?
Well, take your EVPs, take out your cameras, take pictures and look for ghost images, and, you know, take recordings if you want. You know, that kind of crap.
Did you do any of that?
No, I just held the girlfriend's hand while she got creeped out, and she really had a good time, and that's really all that effing matters.
Cool, man. Did you stay the night up there?
No, we came back after that.
Cool.
Nice. We're going to stay the night some other time. But nice. That was a hopping place. I didn't realize. Well, it is the weekend of the camel races, which we went up to see and then didn't really make it past the bars and the kitschy shops where we bought stuff and,
yeah,
you know, held hands and were boyfriend, girlfriend in VC kind of thing.
Aww. You know, and there's a lot of camel toes in Virginia City that
oh, mm. Oh, my goodness.
There's
You're
camel
not,
toes everywhere.
That we kind of made a game out of it after a while. Spot the camel toe. Spot the non-camel toe was the harder thing, like needle in a haystack. Jeez. A waffle in a rubber tree.
Gross.
Yeah, it sure was.
I'm sorry.
I stayed at Middlegate this weekend,
and the accommodations, was it the same hotel as in the movie?
Yeah,
motel.
Yeah, we stayed at the same.
Do you know whose room you stayed in?
Have you guys seen or heard of the movie Nowhere in Nevada? By the way, I'm speaking to our guests here.
Hello.
Kirsten.
Kirsten, yes.
There's people
Kirsten
here?
And Jamail from Bonfire Set.
Yo.
Have you guys seen Nowhere in Nevada?
I have not seen it, but I've heard
I've
a lot of good things about it.
Someone who's in it.
You've seen somebody who's in it?
Well, there's two of them sitting right in front of you.
So three.
Yeah.
Now, who's the third one?
She was telling me before the show that she went to school with Liz, the lead actress.
Oh my god!
Both did right
in the movie. She's fucking a crazy bitch.
How,
I don't know. Is she
is
a crazy
that,
bitch in real
is that
life?
Close to real life?
No, she was pretty nice when we were on the pickleball team together in PE.
Excellent.
Wow, that sounds excellent. So dirty.
But that was a long time ago.
Fun. Let's talk about the
pickleball team.
do y'all have a long career in this pickleball thing? Have you played recently?
Now, I'm just envisioning those two girls in skimpy outfits playing pickleball. I don't know what that even means.
I didn't really either at the time.
You figure it out halfway through. Oh my god, how do you play pickleball? What is that even? I don't even know.
A couple black dudes in that shit, too.
Nick. Stop it, Nick.
Black people can play pickleball, Nick.
I know. Probably pretty good.
So I hear.
Sheesh.
That is crazy. I'm sorry.
Well, Liz is a good actress in it. And
she's fantastic.
They didn't make it out there, though. The people there were kind of disappointed that the actors and actresses didn't come. And
that
they had,
sucks.
Like, producers and...
To the big Middlegate show.
And stage dressers and wranglers and stuff like that.
Well, they all know that we all just met in San Jose, though, right?
Yeah.
Like,
yeah,
so I bet everybody
the
was tired
and
didn't want to make another.
Yeah, they knew about that.
Well, so whose room did you stay in?
Oh, right. Andy or Overloads.
Okay.
Yeah.
Nice.
And our friends Josh and Risky got to and Tyler, I think his name is, got to stay in the honeymoon suite.
Oh, the one that's where the magic happens.
Yes, right. So
wow.
Apparently that's,
you know,
it still works that way.
We should put a plaque on that room.
Yeah, we should.
Well, it's cool. I got to take some stickers like in Hazen at Middlegate and out by the Shoe Tree. So I put some Nowhere Nevada stickers up where we filmed.
You know?
So it's kind of cool. With Mikey the whole time, and she had a ball.
She owes me brunch, by the way.
Oh, is that right?
We had a bet, and she lost.
Oh.
I bet her that the lyrics on their 45 did not line up to the actual lyrics on the album.
What?
Every time you read somebody's lyrics, this is not wind material. This is totally, like, sensational stuff, right? So
I'm sorry.
Whenever you...
I'm sorry, Rick. Are you talking to me? I can't quite hear you out here in the tundra.
Every time I see somebody who does lyrics and they do it by memory, they always do it wrong. And every album I got has that lyrics wrong, and I told her it was wrong.
Yeah.
And I checked them, and they're wrong.
They're wrong?
What?
I told you. They right, always
well,
are.
I will bring that up to
yeah,
her.
Yeah, tell her
next
she owes me brunch.
Yeah,
I don't know if she
it.
Checked it up, but like we talked about it, and then she probably forgot.
You got it.
So, and I all came right. home and listened, and motherfucker. They're not.
Just little stuff. Let's reel this all back in a little bit.
No, I think we should keep rambling.
Ramble on.
So, hi again. What did you do with your weekends?
Yes.
Well, my weekend started out pretty early. I went to the Head and the Heart concert at the Knit.
Nice.
And then Porter Robinson on Thursday. And then our show at the Knitting Factory on Friday. And
All one night?
Three nights. Wednesday, Thursday, Friday.
Oh, okay.
And our cars got towed, actually, so that was pretty lame.
Where did you park?
By that pizza place.
Fuck. Did it say you shouldn't park there and you did it anyway?
Like, yeah, it said you couldn't park there, but some security guard was like, hey, you can park here. Sure enough, listen to him. I'm never doing that again.
Do people say shit like, lame. Yeah, I'm too paranoid. No. I won't do that.
No, read the signs. Do what the sign says.
Yeah.
Yeah. Some guy doesn't know. Yeah, is he going to pay for your towing now that he fucking screwed that up? What a dick.
Yeah.
I hope his kids don't listen to him.
So how was your set? Was there a lot of people
there? Yeah, how did it go?
We had like 300 plus people there, and it was
Hell yeah.
It was rad. Damn. It was really good.
How long have you guys been around? Remind me.
About 16 months now.
Okay. Oh, I thought you were going to say 16 years. I'm all. Yep. You look a little older.
We got started that early.
Well, I saw you about a year ago.
Mm-hmm. Is that Wildflower?
Yeah. And so that was right after you got started, I guess.
Oh, yeah. That was like, we were still pretty bad back then.
Yeah, but no, you've been playing some big shows. You've got a bit of a following on Facebookery and actually bodies that show up to your performances. Which actually,
it's pretty rad.
That's always good.
I thought you guys were one of the highlights at the Folk Fest, too.
Oh, yeah.
You guys were really good.
It was fun.
For sure.
Yeah.
She wasn't there.
But, I hope that's not why.
Crickets.
Tension.
Now, I think there are actual crickets outside the window, and that mic's picking it up.
Yeah.
Oh. I thought Ray was doing that.
Honey, stop listening. It's way past your bedtime. Mm. No, it's not.
She could still be up.
How about...
Why don't we find out what the fuck you sound like?
Hey, a song.
Oh, okay.
So what do you guys think?
Do you not want to jump to a song?
Oh, let's do it.
Okay. Yeah, you want to set it up? What's the first song?
Oh, shit. What do you want to play? We can start with Nuclear Love, I guess, if you're cool with that.
Yeah, let's do it.
What's this? Set it up.
Anything you want to say about it?
You don't have to.
It's a protest song, basically. A lot of thematic elements in it. A lot of double entendres. Did I say that right?
Oh, my God. Talk to us like we're stupid.
I don't even know that word, but anyways, I'm just trying to sound smart on the radio. So
you were correct. Carry on in full confidence.
Rory has a PhD in assholery, so yes. He knows.
I'm getting my bachelor's in that, actually. So
I have a bastard's degree in the writing creatively, so therefore you can make up words. With
awesome,
a degree like that.
Sweet.
At any rate, protest song, RAR, let's go.
Yeah.
Play it.
Thank you.
Motherfucker.
Oh, wow. Yeah.
Dude, so which person in the band was playing with Tom's organ?
Kirsten.
That was
nice.
Me.
Nice. No Rad. Shit.
No shit.
Cool. Tom's organ is huge.
How long have you been playing piano?
Started in eighth grade with lessons, but I didn't really like it because it was like Mozart, you know, wasn't really into that, and stopped doing that and just started writing songs. Then college, met these guys.
You met us like, you met me in third grade.
But it's different in college when you like see people.
Yeah.
Yeah. Not really. No. But went to college and then I guess, you know, joined the Bonfire set and became a band.
Yeah. I posted a Facebook ad and I was like, oh, we need a keyboard player. She was like, oh, I'm a keyboard player. And then that's kind of how it went.
Cool. Sounds great.
Yeah.
Yeah,
I know you have a nice, big, full sound.
Thank you.
Well, there's seven fucking people in the band.
Yeah.
And Tom recorded it.
Yeah.
So
who's missing today? Who don't
we have
here?
Two of
who
seven.
Are we mad at?
We are mad at.
We were
at
supposed to play a full live set, and that fell through at the last minute because because five of you didn't realize.
Their attendance.
Yeah.
We are mad at Nate DePauli, who plays drums.
What a dick.
Nate. I know, right? Who's Casey Frasco, who plays guitar. Denise
Zero.
Julian, who plays percussion and female vocals as well.
Zero.
Ryan Widmer on bass. And Patrick Zabella on guitar. Is that seven? Because I can never count.
Yeah.
With a name like Patrick Zabella, well, I would expect
that
him not to
name.
Show
YouTube.
Up. Way too like crazy and important sounding to show up to our stupid little show.
He's too busy doing homework. So.
Jerk.
Thanks. Two of you still people. Have a chance to improve your scores today.
Hey.
Just keep that in mind.
Cool.
All right. So what's the highest score that we can get?
Sky's the limit.
Yeah,
but you can only go down to no. You can go. Sky's the limit on negative as well.
Yeah. You can have points
so
taken
there is
away from
infinite
you.
Possibility in both directions.
Yeah,
that sounds great.
But you will. You'll
mean,
be.
You know these folks with zeros. It's more than zero. They get an F. They failed.
They, they failed the first quiz.
Yeah, on the podcast.
We'll see how they do next time you guys are on.
Because we will have you back sometime to play live, and then you can haze them and make them do stupid things for you.
Yeah. Sounds great. The elephant walk.
Where's the last place you played? When's the next place you played?
Well,
we're not
going to. The Knitting Factory.
Yeah, we played there at the Knitting Factory.
That was the most
last
recent?
Friday.
Okay.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. And we'll probably start doing some shows around in California, like L.A., because our drummer's actually moving over there in like 2 weeks.
Oh, no.
So,
but you're going to try to keep the band together long distance?
There's many options we can go with this, but I would like to have Nate as our drummer still. Like, he is part one-seventh of the band.
The world is not a wish-granting factory, young man.
But, I think it'll all work out.
You're going to have to get another drummer. That sucks.
Yeah. Nah.
And you know, by my score, he's already
zero.
Failure.
Yeah. No wonder zero. He didn't show up. He's ready to ditch you guys and go to L.A.
He's checked out, man.
Fuck. Yeah. I was right. He's a dick. So, well.
I'll tell him that.
Yeah. Yeah, let him know I said
that. I think he knows that, actually. So.
Yeah.
So you said there was a Facebook ad. Did you like all meet in Facebook, or did you? How did you meet the rest of the
band?
Well,
the band actually started.
How did it form?
It formed after Coachella 2013. Yeah, last year. And
way back then.
And
that's
back
in the day, dog.
We were watching some band. I'm not gonna name the band because they might get mad at us. But they were playing, and we were like, well, we can do way better than this. We can start our own band and be on this stage one day. We can headline this thing if we wanted to, and then from
that's
there,
how you start a fucking band.
Yeah,
nice.
And that's how the band started basically, and then it kind of just formed from there.
It was REM, huh?
No, who was it? I want to know. Who this is for the record.
Youth Lagoon. Have you heard of them?
Oh, no.
It's like a little bedroom band.
You're already better than that.
Yeah.
There
you go.
Well, they have a record deal and everything, so I guess not yet. But who cares about that, right?
Yeah, really.
Yeah. You don't need that.
They're not going to listen to this, Ditch. It won't get back to them.
Yeah. Well, and the only thing that'll happen is like what Bobby Slayton always says.
Fuck you, Rory.
Yeah, that'll be their reaction.
Cool.
Rory, you fucking retarded douchebag.
Yeah, that's my critical opinion, people's opinion of me on the airwaves.
Yeah, right on.
Yeah, so don't worry about it. Nobody listens to the show.
I'm excited to hear it, actually. So
Bobby, we're just kidding. Listen anymore.
Especially, we're kidding because of our sponsors, right?
Our sponsors, they love us.
Yeah, they know people actually listen. We just
Reno Computer Fix.
Yeah.
Reno Computer Fix.
Reno Computer Fix.
Located on South Wells next to the Dandelion Deli. They'll fix your computer. They'll diagnose your computer. They'll sell you a refurbished one. They'll sell your art. They'll sell you art. They'll let your dog have some water. Go on in and check them out. There's hot chicks and cool electronic things.
Wow. F and A.
Reno Computer Fix.
Thank you, Reno Computer Fix. And thank you, Max.
Thank you,
Max. God, we've had a few weeks off. We're not on our game at all.
We are
not
rusty this
we're
week.
We're like totally terrible. You know? Yeah, we're usually way better than this, you guys. No wonder Max Volume never listens to us.
The worst little podcast. Hey, this is Max Volume, and I never listen to the worst little podcast, except for now.
He listened right now telepathically.
Just right now.
Yeah.
He has his a mic in his bedroom.
Yeah. Yeah, like a kink in his neck or something. He's all, ugh, what? Almost like a voodoo doll or something, you know?
Sexually. Right.
Anyway, that went
Let's
over.
See. That Max and that sex.
Yeah, we suck.
So at least these pop filters smell really nice.
Isn't it great? Everybody
these
always comes in and is like, what? This fucking smell. And I went to check the mics today and I was like, these smell like a bucket of puke. Like they were so nasty. Like 8 years of bad breath on those. Those have seen like many dog water undiscovered shows where like 15 different people did fucking sets for 45 minutes long and spit all over the microphones drunk.
Damn.
And then hundreds of podcasts. And finally today I watched them and me and JB watched the water turn black.
That fills like, me
really
with such confidence.
It was
wow.
so gross.
How
it
about
so
the
gross.
Filters I'm using? Did you wash those?
Yeah. Those get actually. I don't think yours has ever been washed, but it's mostly you that uses it. That the one that's on yours, I just leave on your mic all the time.
Nice.
And the one on Nick's is brand new, but the one that Nick usually has, I do wipe down with a fucking sterile thing. But those foamy ones, like
with your
I never wash
thing.
Them. Hey. Yep, I put,
it's more like
I put,
a metal screen than a...
right. But I put a cloth on my dick and I wipe it off. So it's good.
I just, yeah, it just creeped me out.
Nick's just
got
scooted
me.
Back from the microphone.
You got me. Mm-hmm.
Do you like it in your face?
But we washed them, and so they smell like Woolite.
Nice.
Woolite. Just like a girl's underwear.
Yummy microphone.
Exactly.
So are y'all born and bred Reno?
Yeah, are you
band?
Out of towners?
I was from here.
I was born and bred in Knoxville, Tennessee, actually.
That's kind of cool.
Wow. Yeah.
And is that a tiny town or?
Well, I lived in Middlesbrough, Kentucky, actually, and lived here for like 7 years. It was a pretty
Why don't
small
you talk
town.
Funny? You should talk funny if you're from there.
I do talk pretty funny.
I want you to talk more funny.
Oh.
But
I'll work on that.
Okay.
Maybe next time.
Then we know you're from somewhere else.
Well, yeah,
Rick
I,
would like everyone to just be the raging stereotype that
exactly.
is inside of him.
You're supposed
to just
like...
help him clearly label things.
You're supposed to talk like this and chew tobacco. You know, I don't know.
I think we need more Chewy in this episode.
Yeah, I miss Chewy, and he's not here, and what do we do about that?
What does he think about right now?
I'm going to pee on this guy's face out of my butt.
Well,
that's not helpful at all.
That was
Chewy.
Pretty
my God.
Pretty extreme out the gate.
Chewy, what do you think about the insides of the pop filters?
It actually smells pretty good in there.
Yeah, now it does.
How about you? Are you from around these parts?
Born and raised, Reno, Nevada.
Battleborn.
Oh,
awesome.
Yeah.
Woo.
Cool.
Yep, never been to
Hometown
Tennessee.
Hometown girl.
It's nothing. That's not cool. much. That, I'm from Missouri, and Ooh. There's
Missouri.
Yeah. Well, I grew up in Missouri, which is like the cities. Missouri is the whole rest of the state outside of St. Louis and Kansas City.
I wish
terrible.
We did that in Nevada. We should force Vegas to pronounce their state differently.
As Nevada.
Yeah.
Nevada.
That's what exactly.
There you go.
Exactly.
There you go.
Nevada.
Nevada.
Well, that's
Nevada.
Essentially what they're doing.
Vegas, Nevada.
Some state senator made a bill that you couldn't discriminate based on how somebody says that.
We need to fucking have that guy drawn and quartered.
That's a very California law on a very California topic. Let Clark County have it.
Yeah.
And then that's, yes, and then Clark County is Nevada. And the rest
Nevada.
Of the fucking state is Nevada.
Nevada.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
Just sounds better,
what a
Nevada.
Dick.
Not Nevada.
Yeah, I don't know who it was. You can't go hate on him. You'd have to look it up.
Oh, I will.
Rick Spagnola, political agitator. That's Spagnolia.
Spagnolia, yeah. Fuck.
Spagnolia. Like the steel Spagnolias.
Oh, I never thought
of
that.
It's your band, dude.
That's clever.
I had a telemarketer call here asking for a Richard Spagnolia, and I told her that that man didn't exist.
There's no I in my name.
Right.
Why do people always do that? I don't get it.
Well, in Rick, there is.
Oh, yeah. I mean in the last part. Like,
Wow. I think we better listen to some more music.
Yeah.
Should we go to a song?
Yeah, let's do a song and then you know what.
What's the... Yeah, I think it'll be time. I need to get drunker first.
Okay.
So which one?
Yeah, I know.
What do you want to play?
You're talking to me?
Or me?
With the man on
talking
the mic?
To everyone.
I don't know. I don't want to hear songs that much. So
I think that'd be good.
Wow me.
Rick. What does Rick want to hear?
I want to hear On the Road or Tidal Wave.
Okay.
I love those.
Play Tidal
Rick,
Wave.
Rick has Tidal shitty Wave? Taste in songs.
I would. Yeah, I don't
Is this about the ocean?
Everything I think should be famous isn't famous, so I really don't know much about songs.
Right. And Rick knows all of the B-sides.
This is the only waltzable song on the album, so.
Yeah, it's in 3/4 time, actually. So
enjoy
you
your
so
enjoy
Rick
your waltz
likes your
action.
Song, It's a Kiss of Death.
Yeah, it really means that. But he likes Bright Eyes, so
I do.
So we both are on that plane of like stuff that should be famous and isn't famous enough.
Yeah.
You know.
Okay. It's kind of like our band.
Exactly. And you can hear, it's not that you guys sound like Bright Eyes, but you can hear the Bright Eyes influence a little bit, which is really nice. Not many people have that. Okay,
cool.
Here's the Bonfire Set doing Tidal Wave.
So send me a tidal wave and take me to sea. The cold ocean breeze let me breathe it in deep. There's nothing that's keeping me anchored to shore. The cold water waves, they're keeping me warm. That's when you find peace. Thank you. breathe it in deep. There's nothing that's keeping me anchored to shore. The cold water waves, they're keeping me warm. These cold water waves, they're keeping me warm.
Fuck.
Yeah.
The awesome sounds of you guys at Mirage Studios with fucking...
Thank you.
Nice. Tom Gordon does such a great job.
Again, a great recording.
You do backup vocals or sometimes lead?
Sometimes lead.
Okay. Yeah. And you play keyboard?
Mm-hmm.
And the keys? Yeah, the ivory keys. Tickler?
Yes.
She's not just a pretty girl.
And you play the acoustic guitar and do a lot of the singing?
Lead vocals, yeah.
And are you the amazing creative brain behind the entire band and everybody just falls at your feet and surrounds you and...
Are you the lyricist?
Are you the Robert Smith of the band, or are you like the Conor Oberst of the
do
band?
Do you sing
or...
the song if you write the lyrics?
Or does everybody write music
that's
and
how,
you all fall
much
in?
That's how it is.
Yeah, I mean, for these songs at least.
Go ahead. You can talk about how everybody else doesn't really do their part and it's mostly you.
You can actually start speaking and he will stop that as well.
All right. Well, I'll kind of – the process usually goes for – at least for this album mostly I'll have the chords and lyrics written, and then everyone kind of just adds their own personality to it. So,
did you just say written?
Yeah, wrote.
I love that.
Written.
I knew a girl from Dayton, and she always called it Dayton.
Oh, written,
written,
written.
I'm sorry.
There's my Tennessee for you.
No, I know. I wanted you to talk funny. That's
there
awesome.
You go.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Thank you. No, keep going.
Rick knows how to make people feel really comfortable and welcome.
I feel very welcome.
Real relaxed and at ease. Yeah. Okay. Actually, after the show, he'll help you get calm and centered.
That's right, right.
Yeah. Do I still have to be here for that?
No.
If you like, but there's a $10 admission.
Maybe. It's not a bad price.
Awkward.
Yeah.
Were you going to finish saying
something?
Yeah,
I'm so sorry.
That was pretty much it. I mean, like, I'll write the stuff. And chords and lyrics, and then everyone kind of just adds their own personality in the songs. At least for this album, Casey, we co-wrote Mammoth together, and then me, him, and Patrick wrote Tidal Wave.
Wow. So that's really beautiful track.
Thanks.
Totally.
That was a fucking great song. Yeah.
Something beautiful in our train wreck of a show.
Yeah.
all right. Well, let's do what we're good
time
at,
for
Rick.
Our music, Rick.
It's not so much a quiz as you guys all just go blow Rick.
Thank you, Chewbacca.
No, this is the actual.
Oh, the
quiz.
Actual quiz.
That's the post show meeting.
Okay. Oh, we're getting quizzed. Right. I get them mixed up.
Yes.
So does Chewy.
Remember, I mentioned you can make up scores later.
Oh yeah, yeah.
Now is the time for you guys to make up some better scores.
As you wish, Mr.
Thank
Dowd.
You. Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, it's time for the worst little quiz in the world. Well, I'm going to ask our two guests some frightfully personal and random questions and then judge you silently by myself. Just kidding. I'm going to share it with everybody because I'm going to write down points. Are you ready to play?
No.
You look sick to your stomach, Kirsten. She's sitting right in the middle of me and Nick. And,
everybody deep
fun.
Breath. Get loosened up. Here it comes.
Jamil, what's the first album you ever bought?
Oh, my God. Linkin Park, Reanimation.
That's not terrible.
It's not bad.
Yes, how old were? I mean, if you were you like five or like?
Well, actually, that wasn't my first album. This is really embarrassing. It was an Avril Lavigne album.
Oh. More points.
It was like it was like in third grade.
That scores you better points.
At least I'm being honest, right?
For admitting it. Yeah. So you get 32.
Well, that's still good music.
32 points. How about your first album, young lady?
That's not like a tape cassette.
That counts.
No, a cassette. No, the first.
Like
somebody.
That's really cool too.
Album is the generic term.
I didn't. Would never have guessed you for a tape cassette.
Well, back then
person.
I didn't have money, you know, because I didn't have a job.
Yeah.
So
I would say The Little Mermaid, probably. Disney tape cassette.
How about rock band? Though?
Um.
Or pop band. It doesn't have to be rock.
Probably Kelly Clarkson. Breakaway. Yeah.
God, you guys are. How old are you two?
21 right now.
Oh God. Okay.
Yeah, it's
who won that, Rory? Just out of curiosity.
She did.
Okay.
Damn.
Because she's a girl.
Don't feel bad. Girls always win. You're really going to have some sexist crazy answers to win this.
I wasn't crazy enough.
What's your favorite drunk food?
Wait, what? What food? Drug?
Drunk food.
They said
when you're loaded, what do you want to eat?
Oh, shit. I like pizza.
Pizza?
No, pie face. There you go.
Pie face pizza. Mm.
Pizza, right. Pizza, popular
really
answer.
I'm really thinking about this one.
You're drunk and you desperately crave
a burrito from Qdoba, usually.
Qdoba burrito.
Open around then.
That's so. Well, maybe she's a day drinker.
No, yeah. No, but
she wakes up in the morning and has five shots of whiskey and goes to Qdoba.
And just because you crave it when you're drunk doesn't mean you're always going to get it when you're drunk.
That's
well,
true.
One time I came home really drunk and I ate my brother's burrito that said Colton on it. Do not eat. And I ate it anyways. That's what made me think of that.
Oh, dude. That's
how you play the game. That gets you extra points.
That totally gets a
face!
Yeah.
Face Colton.
Here's a good one. Your lover, your brother, or your mother. Trapped on a desert island. Who do you cannibalize first?
My mother, my brother, my lover.
Yeah. Yeah, it's a tight race.
Probably my lover.
Oh, yeah?
Screw them. Or not.
Family.
They're dead.
Blood is thicker.
Oh, Rick, why did your mic go there? Same question to you, young sir. Lover, brother, or mother?
I'd be my brother.
Brother?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Now Rick's gonna isolate that where it says I'd eat my brother.
I think he said I'd do my brother, which is even worse. So that will totally be.
Where would you not want to go on vacation?
Besides Reno.
Oh well, yeah, besides where you're at.
That's not really a vacation.
Where would be the place that would be
if you were dating somebody and they said the worst destination ever and you hated them, what would it be?
Probably Washington, D.C.
Really? For me, Baltimore is right there, and I would think I could go to Baltimore.
I think Salt Lake City would not be a cool place to go to.
Beer
it's kind
is
of a weird
weaker.
Question, man.
I think he won that.
I was trying to put up some new questions. Fine.
Well, it's because you don't want to ask the super dirty ones because they're young, nice kids.
Hey, go ahead and say them.
How often do you masturbate?
Oh, bam.
Oh, God.
You want to jump into the pool? Here we go.
I'd rather not ask that. Hey, you go first.
Yeah.
No, Jamil does more than I do.
Yeah, it's probably true.
Probably, but I mean, your average regularity, times a week, times a month, times a day, whatever fits you, you know.
Just like three times a day.
Yeah.
Usually.
Yeah.
Nah. That's cool. She beat me on that one. Probably at least twice a day.
Oh, wow.
I wasn't being serious, though.
I was being totally serious.
just roll with that.
Okay.
18 times.
Let's see. Have you ever seen a dead body?
Yes. What lake was it?
Oh, shit.
Ooh. It was a...
Jesus.
Lake Angora in Tahoe. Have you heard of that? Uh-uh. Where they have, the giant rocks. He didn't die from jumping off, though. I guess he just had a heart attack in the water.
Oh my God. Was he old or young, or...?
From far away, he looked young-ish. Like 30.
Probably had dark hair still or something.
He had blonde hair, but...
Oh, wow.
I didn't get close to him, but...
But you did from afar see the dead body?
Yeah.
Wow. How long ago was that?
It was a really long time ago.
So you were a little kid?
Like 7-8 years ago.
Did it creep you out for life or? Not really.
Not
creepy Dr. Rick wants to know all.
I didn't see him up close or anything, but I don't know.
Did your parents say, it's okay, honey, he's just resting with his face down in the water?
Okay. Have you ever seen a dead body?
Yeah, actually, at a funeral.
Ooh.
Okay. Yeah. I've got the viewings of the body. Yeah.
Totally. That was my first as well.
Yeah. What's the story behind losing your virginity? How old were you? Where did it happen?
Well, there is no story.
All right, that's
a good hasn't happened yet.
Oh,
but if I reach 25, I'm just first come
She's
first
gonna
serve.
Gonna go wild
kind of
whore.
Whoa, girl.
At that point, it gets kind of embarrassing.
That's so rad.
No,
it's not.
Awesome.
It's really sweet, you know. And don't like the rest of us all did something stupid with somebody when we were drunk and 14, fucking. For a change, like, make it special.
Or
it is special.
Desperate in the dorms in college, that also.
That's my story.
You got it.
All right. Leading over here. Perfect segue.
So, yeah, all right.
That wasn't a story. I was up in Washington State. I went to college there for a freshman semester, and I was, like, rushing a fraternity over there.
Yeah.
Stupid shit. And, yeah.
At the frat party?
Yeah.
Yeah. Big man.
I stuck my dick in it and nothing happened.
Who was it with a sorority girl?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think so.
Or was it just one of the random girls they let into the parties to get drunk?
Oh, my God. It was so dark.
I was in a fraternity in Missouri, too.
Oh, yeah?
So, yeah. I sympathize with the culture.
Rory, did she win that for being a virgin?
Oh, yeah, hella.
God, that's so cool.
Totally.
Yeah, we had it once before.
No,
did we?
Like two
yes.
or three times.
Because we had a really young person here once.
We've had a couple of suspiciously young, they don't want to answer it.
I think we ignored it a couple times.
Yeah, no, I think you're right. Maybe that is a first.
We skipped that question a couple times.
Yeah.
For our younger guests.
Darn it. I'm an old man. I'm dropping things. I can't see well. Who in all of history would you want to start a fist fight with? First the sex, then the violence, you know.
That made it
in her case, no
question.
Sex.
Doesn't have to be the same person. No, it doesn't have to be the same person. No. Yeah,
you gotta bang them and then punch them in the face.
That's
right?
Like 50
no.
Shades of Grey material right there. Yeah.
No, this is just the sex question comes before the violence question. They just go together.
Someone I'm in love with, but if I don't never fall in love.
No. Just answer who you'd have a fight with.
Oh, okay.
No. No, sorry. Yeah, this is just who would you have a fist fight with?
Probably Nate.
Our drummer.
Nice. I like that.
I don't think that would make him stay.
Fighting within. Good. Good.
Okay.
Oh, now, it could be anybody in history. Who would
anybody
you?
In history.
Shit. Who would you do?
Who would I do?
No, not do. Fight.
Who would I fight?
Who would you do? That's a different game on a different segment of the show.
I'd probably fight Richard Nixon. Seems like a total douche.
he looks like he'd be easy to knock over, too.
Yeah.
How have we never...
Mean old man.
I can't remember.
We've got Nixon.
We have got
have
Nixon?
We? Yeah, we yeah. should have.
I know he gave Bush a lot.
Yeah, everybody wants to punch Bush. It's almost that's
Hitler.
Like the, yeah, Hitler and Bush get beat up a lot, and we
Nixon's
get a lot of Gandhi.
Not that
but that's because of
today. My answer is, I punch Rick in the face.
I deserve it. I really do.
Like, there's so many times where I didn't, and I'll never have an opportunity to do it again.
Right.
I'll never want to again. But so if I could, it would totally be him.
Would it be inappropriate if I touch myself while you do it? Will that make you uncomfortable?
I'll film it.
No, touching yourself. I can, however, be wearing something very skimpy.
I would appreciate that.
Like the little fishnets with the pleated skirt thing, you know, yeah.
All right.
Okay.
Oh, wait, I'm sorry. This is your quiz. let's see. In all of the world, what would you want your last meal to be?
Sushi.
Sushi.
All you can eat sushi.
Yeah.
I want that right now.
I love sushi, but I also love Greek food, so.
Really? What in particular? Like a nice gyro?
Yeah. Wow. Pretty much.
You don't look like you'd be from Tennessee or like Greek food, so
I know, right?
Like that's shocking to me.
Yeah.
He's one of a kind.
Oh, can I have the next question?
Yes.
I was about to throw it to Nick here.
Oh.
No, go ahead.
Me. Have you ever tasted your own DNA?
Oh.
Yes, he's asking that.
Asking me or asking
everybody?
He's asking both of you.
Well, isn't there DNA everywhere on you? Like, isn't
yes.
DNA?
I love when somebody's smart enough to figure out that there's an out in that question.
Yeah, from day one.
But he's really asking the other thing.
No, that's sometimes I say you're on number three.
But
number three, I've never done that. Not trying to do that anytime soon.
All right, Nick, did you want to go with your rapid fire, sir?
Hey, I love
dude, next
this.
Time, Lightning next round. Time, Rory says I'm going to Nick. I'm not going to let Rick go.
Yeah. Rick right. always kind of just
it's
interrupts.
Easier. It's easier to be me to be bad when I'm in a different room.
I guess so.
I have to look them in the face while I say horrible stuff.
You're out of order.
Yeah. Well, let's go with the rapid fire, which has some horrible stuff, but we'll start out mild with the music question. Elvis or Beatles?
Beatles.
Beatles.
Star Trek or Star Wars?
Star Trek.
Star Wars.
All right.
Good on the Star Trek.
Clash or Sex Pistols? She's
Sex like, Pistols.
Clash.
She's like,
Clash.
All right. She's like, I really don't care. Okay. Avril Lavigne or Kelly Clarkson?
Probably Avril Lavigne. She was more of a badass.
Okay.
Well, I bought her first CD, so Avril Lavigne.
All right.
Yeah.
Own that. let's go Coke or Pepsi?
Coke.
I love my Coke.
All right.
That's the whole body brain. Fuck.
Vegetarian or meat?
Meat.
I've been trying to go vegetarian, actually, so vegetarian.
Oh, okay. You would.
Yeah.
All right, then. Let's go to... AIDS or cancer?
Ooh. Well, you can. There's still like possibility from living from cancer, so.
And AIDS.
I'll have to go.
Possible cures for AIDS.
Yeah. AIDS sounds worse. People feel bad for
Magic
you.
Magic Johnson's
you have
still alive, man. So. I'd go with cancer. Life is a cancer, so.
Mm. Yeah, you might die, but at least you can tell your family.
Yeah.
Aye. Would you rather be blind or deaf?
Blind.
Oh, damn, that's a hard one.
We're in a band.
I'd rather be deaf. Don't want to hear shit.
If you're deaf, you can still drive a car.
I can pick up vibrations and stuff.
Yeah,
cool.
Yeah, you can.
Yeah.
Yeah, you can still play music, though.
Yeah.
Let's go with Ozzy or Ronnie James Dio.
Ozzy.
Ozzy.
Okay. Yeah, it's only because Ronnie James
Dio about
it. Reality
show. Too, he had to think about it for a sec. Would you rather be giving or receiving?
Well, giving
She's
is
got
receiving.
This little
so.
Smirk on her face there.
Giving is receiving, so.
Nice.
I'm a giver.
Zen.
Give. I'd rather give.
Yeah.
And what's the next question?
I don't even know why it's on this list. Would you rather be gay or have red hair?
Gay or ginger?
Well, I could just dye my red hair, so. Red hair.
Oh, you're a homophobe.
I dyed my hair red once, so I was cool with it, so I just go with that.
Oh, you guys both hate gays.
My uncles are gay, and I love them, so.
But he was a little feminine.
Thank you, Chewy. Piping in. The right moment, the awkward
moment.
I
didn't mean to insult homosexuals.
Okay.
I do. We just one in particular
Dang
every
it.
Time.
I had the best one right here.
I'm so sorry.
May I?
Go ahead.
All right. Vomit or diarrhea?
Ugh.
If you had to go through one, which would you go through?
Probably diarrhea. That answer just sounds worse.
Disgusting. I go with vomit.
The puke coming out your nose style.
Yeah, I love that feeling, you know?
Cleans your sinuses.
Yeah.
Would you rather be beat up or arrested?
Well, I've been arrested. So.
Me too.
You're going with arrested?
Yeah.
Just because it's familiar territory.
Well, I'd rather get beat up, actually.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, there's no court after
it's over
beat
quicker.
Up.
Yeah.
Right. Let's do just a couple more. Do you like creamy peanut butter or crunchy?
Crunchy.
These are things people want to know.
Once
butter.
Again, Nick being defeated by the rapid part of the rapid fire.
Coldplay or Nickelback?
Coldplay.
Oh my God, that's horrible. shit.
That is a correct answer, but
yeah, I'll go with Coldplay.
We need a full
All
answer.
Right. Yeah. Nickelback or herpes?
Nickelback.
I'll go with Nickelback.
She had to think about that.
That's like a trick question.
All right, Norm Music, Led Zeppelin or The Who?
Led.
Oh, Led fucking Zeppelin all the way.
All right, then. In a world with either the Beatles or Led Zeppelin, you couldn't have them both. Which one would you
pick? Oh, my God.
And that's your final question.
Led Zeppelin. No, I would actually... The Beatles.
I'm no, no take back.
All right.
Probably Led Zeppelin. This stuff is weirder to listen to.
Cool.
In a good way. Nice.
How'd they do, Rory?
They did excellent. And even though Jamil had some nice comebacks and he made some ground, Kirsten wins. She's a girl.
The fuck?
What was her score?
1,843 points.
What was mine?
112.
It was close. That was really close.
Very close, close race.
You came
friend.
Up at the end there.
Hell yeah. Yeah.
Sexually.
Participation points.
I'll have some lovely parting gifts for you.
Very so, cool.
Mostly a handshake.
Okay.
but before we get to that part of the show, that's later. The interns will see you out. We're going to hear some more songs, yes?
Sure.
All right.
Yeah, we can play On the Road, I guess.
If I would love that.
Rick wants to play right. that one.
Is that cool?
Is Rick have a...
Yeah.
Is this a pipe flick song?
Oh, yeah. Pipe flick. Yeah. Oh, yeah, dude. I'll be... Yeah. By three times by the end of it.
Hear
probably.
Rick's oh. lighter click.
Mm. Oh, okay. Cool.
Means he's just completed.
Nice.
Show is so weird.
That's totally disgusting.
Yeah. You didn't need to know that part, but share it with your friends.
I will. It's a little behind the curtain stuff here at the podcast. That's all goes right. on.
Don't be gross, Rick.
Okay, so On the Road.
On the road, and to the sea. on and on and on and on, on and on and on and on.
And then it stops. Woo. Which doesn't make sense. It should keep going on and on.
You know, I mean, and, you know, it's kind of appropriate that, you know, on the road there, you know, Kerouac and all that. I really appreciate with a lot of your other songs the heavy lyricism.
Thank you.
I don't know what any of the words are. I have no idea what you're singing about in any of your songs, because when I hear music, I just hear the syllables. Turns into the la 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 like 2 weeks later in my head. Mm-hmm. But if I actually were to sit and read the text, I would get it and lock it all in.
Yeah.
Oh, that song.
But you heard him say On the Road and you heard him say Kerouac, right?
Yeah, yeah. No, those so come that, across. Oh, that one song where you sing about Kerouac. You know, people do the same shit with my poetry, so I get it. But like, unless I read it, I don't get it.
Oh, yeah.
I like the sound of it. It's
thank you.
Clean, fun pop music.
And the second time
super
hearing
layered
it,
not just you know, mm-hmm.
and the gang vocal stuff is awesome. And the second time hearing it, I noticed you said mountain.
Yeah, where the Tennessee right there.
Which I think is adorable. Oh, that's
thanks.
So rad.
Way to be condescending, faggot.
That is not, I did not mean that in a mean way. No, I like it when people, you know, I like it when people talk funny.
Oh wait, no, that's stop. That.
Yeah,
you just
have that.
Yeah, yeah. I will never ever let you record me again.
Isolate that one, dude.
You know what, Rick? You're a fucking prick.
Yeah,
I know. I'm sorry.
You know what I hope happens to you?
And I hope you fucking die by yourself. You're such an asshole, dude.
Yeah, he really is.
It's terrible.
So we can find you on the interwebs, the Facebookery,
The Google. www.
The Bandcamps.
Yeah, thebonfireside.com. SoundCloud, the SoundClouds. Twitter, whatever.
The Spotify.
And currently no local shows booked in the near future.
This album is beautifully made with like rad cover art and all kinds of cool shit. It's very Nevada looking.
Thank you.
Which I
when's
really
it
dig.
Due to drop?
It's been dropped.
It has dropped. Been,
I
July,
just dropped
yeah.
it. No. It. So where can we get like the actual physical, for those of us who dig the physical copy though? Where is that
We've been selling them at our shows.
So you have to come see ye.
So either that or you can just like send us an email. Give us a call. We'll...
meet you mail
you'll
order
meet them.
Order it by sending me mail bitches yeah.
Will you meet them in like a gas station restroom and sell them one?
Fuck yeah
okay. Hey, people too. This just got interesting.
You can
would you meet somebody at a porta potty on the top of Rattlesnake Hill with a hole cut out the side of it?
I mean, depending on the circumstance.
You should drop them by the couple record stores.
Yeah, do they have any at Recycled?
We talked to them about it a while back, but they never replied. So
they didn't
probably
just
a no.
Jump on that. Oh,
did you talk to them in person?
Dicks.
No,
go in with your CDs and talk to somebody.
They bring in like five. They buy them off you for half price, and they sell them for the price you sell them.
Okay. Yeah.
You know.
Well, do that.
If that sounds reasonable, I know why some people won't do that. They're, well, no, why should they? Well, because it's in the store,
right?
Yeah.
At least your record's in the store, right? Mm-hmm. That's good. People don't.
And then when people ask for it
anymore.
When it's not at the store because they saw it at the store,
right?
Then it makes you sound important.
When you go to the store and you're digging through the locals and you see all these other rad local bands, you're all, "Where's my band's record?" Mm-hmm. You know, right. You want to be in there, and so go to Discology too, because he does it on consignment. So
word.
If he sells it, he gives you all the money.
Cool. That's awesome. Cool. Thanks.
Or he keeps like 50 cents or a dollar or something.
Yeah, and support your local music scene. Buy local records.
Yeah. Hell yeah.
At shows
absolutely.
And at record stores.
Of course.
That's right. Yeah. Reno.
Yeah.
It's good to be back in Reno, man. I feel like I got taken away. I got to go see Soundgarden, Nine Inch Nails, and Sack. I went to the movie festival thing. I went to Middlegate.
Oh,
I just want to stay home for a couple weeks, you know?
Is Trent still hot as balls?
Yeah. Oh, I'm not even gay, but yeah, he was hot as balls.
I was down front twice, and oh my God.
Him and Cornell were like in top shape, and those guys are like getting on 60 or something. I don't know, 50-something.
They're
up there.
They're just a little older than us.
Yeah.
That's sad.
Yeah, they look better than I do. Well, that's for sure.
I never left. I was here the whole time, having a great time, because I don't need anything but Reno.
Yeah.
Reno.
Woo.
And go to the open mics on Mondays, right, Rory?
Yes, hosted by various hosts throughout the month at Jub Jub's Thirst Parlor and sponsored by your favorite podcast, the worst little podcast
in
the world.
Yeah. They've been giving out prizes lately, too. So
yes, last week we gave out prizes for the best original singer-songwriter. Like the best original song won a small bar tab. So come down, check it out. We have a different theme every other week or whenever somebody feels like putting one on.
See what Jubs!
Yeah, hey, very not nice. You. Go to and bed.
Car bombs on me.
All right, Riku, when you're 21, I'm going to be out. You're buying. It's your birthday. You said.
Coke.
Okay, no.
No. Uncle Rick, you've been telling
we
her.
Could like do half of it right now and half after the show.
No, you cannot teach her math. Nice.
These are grams.
Yeah, this is why I don't teach my kid the metric system, yo.
It's crime.
Yeah, so she gets screwed on drug deals.
Far out.
Fish got to learn the hard way.
Oh, go to the Shays this weekend. Go see Turbo Negra as our headliner, which is all girl, female tribute to Turbo Negra. And then Old Glory, The Shames, and The Mighty Liver Scars, Triumphant Return after almost 2 months.
Fuck yeah.
That too, being gone for that.
So. Oh, is this the first time Felix is rocking out since his neck got fixed?
Yeah.
Will Felix be performing with the neck brace?
No.
Damn!
It was early September he got to take it off.
I wanted a Frankenstein show out of him.
No. We wouldn't do it.
He could wear it but not need it kind of thing.
Yeah, I don't think he's down with that, bro.
Yeah, he's kind of sick of that.
Step on that thing or shoot it with a gun. But yeah, so everybody go to that on Saturday at Shays this week of the release of the podcast. If you're listening in the far future, don't, because it happened a long time ago.
Fuck you, Nick.
Nick Ramirez, man of the people, looking out for you every episode. Oh, Jesus. So that about covered it.
I think so.
I wanted to cover.
Coming
up end of the month.
Right.
End of the month.
Rory's big deal.
August 26th. Friday, September 26th. What month is it? September 26th is the opening of Evil Dead the Musical at Good Luck Macbeth Theater.
It's a great opening.
It is.
It's going to be a big one.
Made with a chainsaw. It's a fun, bloody opening. Live, interactive musical rendition of your favorite horror movies, The Evil Dead Trilogy. Come down and see our small cast of characters whoop it up with a bunch of deadites and zombies and chainsaws.
Do you have a band or do you have recorded music or what's it like? How's this
I want to refer to you to the director in our lovely program over here that you can read at your leisure some other time.
Oh,
right,
okay. I'll check that out.
It's a secret.
Oh,
yeah,
keep it secret.
Loop keep it safe. Yeah. Oh, Rory doesn't know, so don't ask.
Yeah,
right. We're lucky we know what's happening.
Shut up. Tickets are on sale now at Brown Paper Bag. I believe they are $10 or $12 advance.
Oh, that's
that might include the gratuity for gratuity fee ticket handling.
Cool.
I don't know. Check it out. Brown Paper Bag, Evil Dead Musical, Reno, Good Luck Macbeth. It's going to be awesome. Brought to you by Vaudevillian Entertainment, Ashley Marie James, and John Frederick.
Ah, cool.
And me. And it's going to be a great show. It runs all of October. And we're going to have t-shirts and posters and buttons and stick figure drawings of zombies you can buy.
Blood.
Yeah.
Heck yeah.
And yes, don't wear anything nice to this show. Last I heard, the blood pumps were going twice as far as they needed them to go.
Oh, cool.
Don't wear anything nice to this show.
Blood pumps.
Yeah.
That's a good band name.
The blood pumps.
The blood pumps.
But please check us out. You've been supporting us through the Indiegogo fundraiser and the big show we did over the summer. The buzz is up. It's going to be a great production. Hopefully there's going to be some out-of-town eyes on the show. And we can really use a lot of audience participation coming out for a great musical.
Hell to the yeah.
Cha.
Proud
Renaissance, bitches. Bringing you new shit.
Just an idea, and now it's actually happening.
An idea drunkenly around a table at probably Shays.
Awesome. Very cool. And then you're doing Rocky Horror after that.
Right? Yeah, actually, Halloween night, which is the close of the show, I'm going to have to miss because I will be at Cargo with Pinky Polansky, reprising my role as Rocky in the Rocky Horror Picture. Rocky, Pinky, Rocky Horror, Polansky Extravaganza
show. Okay.
Show.
Right. It's Rocky with Pinky.
It's Reno
ever.
Rocky.
Pinky Horror.
It's the most fun ever.
Pinky plays live music while in between the stuff in the shows.
It is.
Are you
crazy
guys Rocky Horror fans?
Fucking
Bonfire Set.
What's up?
I've never been
show?
Before, but
you
I want to.
This
is
great. First Halloween Rocky. Night at Cargo, 8 and midnight. You should come check us out.
Yeah, we'll be there.
I know you won't believe me, but you could wear anything and you won't look out of place.
Yeah,
no matter how
you
ridiculous.
Could literally
it is.
Wear your underwear and you will not be out of place.
Nobody would bat an eye.
You'd
be arrested.
You'd wear underdress,
a neon tracksuit, and people would still
wear
be off.
A space helmet and a diaper. And nobody
I
would
Lady
bat
Gaga
an eye.
Concert.
Yeah.
I bet Gaga loves that.
Black
movie.
And red are kind of the colors to go with if you're looking to like blend in a little. Black and red.
But really, try to look out of place. It's impossible.
Yeah.
And there's a lot of naked people. It's really awesome.
Oh, nice.
And punk music.
But it is distinctively different than the Burning Man kind of weird. This is definitely much more the goth kids and metalhead.
Yeah.
Sick.
Yeah. It's Rocky Horror Picture Show. It's awesome. And so it'll be up Halloween night. Shows at 8 and midnight at Cargo, the brand new Cargo. We're very excited about this.
God.
It's going to be a fun October.
Yeah, a lot of stuff to do.
Oh, sick.
Yeah. So I think we're going to go out with a song. What's the song that's going to be after this?
Well, we can do City Lights, I guess. That one's about Reno. So
nice.
Excellent.
Ending on a song about Reno. Yeah. Beautiful.
Very cool. Yeah.
Well, Kirsten and Jamil, I'd like to thank you both for being here on the podcast today.
You. Namaste.
For Nick Ramirez, Dogwater Dick, Nate the production assistant, and JB the intern. Oh, and Chewbacca. This is the Reverend Rory Dowd saying... Life is short, and I love you. So good night, ladies.
Let's go back to the city lights. They shine on us. Pausing time to savor what we had and who we are. Let's make this last, for we might lose ourselves tonight. Take flight. Get high. Dive down the atmosphere, so let's drink and sink and fall. Tomorrow morning I'm still here. So let's drink and sink and fall. Tomorrow morning I'm still here. Hey.
He won't go down now.
Duckwater Studios.
He won't go down now.
Can you put me down, Mommy?